Welcome to Tarti Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we continue in Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. And the rebellion continues. Pasuk Aleph. Vayoma Achisofel Elav Shalom. Evcharana Shneimasar Elef Ish. Viakuma Veldefa Achrei David Halayla. Chapter 12 ended with Avshalom seeking the counsel of the former Rebbe of David, that was Achisofel. And the pasuk itself has testified that the etza, the advice of Achisofel, was flawless, as if one had sought out counsel from the Urim Tumim itself. And at this point, as we've discussed again, Achisofel is the most dangerous figure in the rebellion of Avshalom, more so than Avshalom himself. Avshalom is not certain, according to the Malbim, that he'd want to actually kill his father. Achisofel has blood in his eyes. Firstly, publicly, Achisofel is the grandfather of Bathsheba, whom he considers having been defiled by David. He does not believe in the power of the tshuva process of David, and he thinks that what he considers a cardinal sin has sullied David, cannot be repaired, and thus David is disqualified from sitting on the throne of Klal Yisrael. Privately, there is a slight to his honor and a jealousy that fester under the surface, where when David gave smicha to 90,000 men in Klal Yisrael, Achisofel was not included. And for these reasons, he is intent that David will be killed. His genius is such that he proposes a plan that is surefire to succeed with the death of David. Firstly, he says, I will choose 12,000 people, 1,000 from each shevet, which is a relatively small force and can be gathered quickly. V'akuma ve'eldefa achrei David halayla. We will take the quickest route of gathering the smallest possible force, but representing all of Klal Yisrael, and we will chase and find David tonight. Whereas he says, V'avo alav v'hu yageya, urofei adayim. David is weary and worn out, and he is certainly not expecting an attack so quickly. V'hacharadati oso, I'll have the advantage of surprise, and we will frighten him. V'nas kal ha'am asher ito, and all the men with him will flee. V'hikesi es hamelech levado, and the king will then be left vulnerable, because we will have the advantage of the surprise, swift attack. The king will be left alone, and we will be able to kill him. V'ashiva chal ha'am elecha, kushuv hakol ha'ish asher ata mivakesh kal ha'am yeh shalom. And I will return the entire nation to you. And when the entire nation returns, you can do as you wish. You can kill the king, however you desire. And then yeh shalom. The further genius of Achisofel's plan is that with this swift attack and killing of David, there will be a smooth, relatively bloodless coup where the only casualty will be David himself. And in this way, we will prevent a wider civil war from decimating Klal Yisrael. Through killing David, we will actually hasten shalom. We will hasten peace. Pasuk Dalid, Vayishal hadavar be'enei Avshalom uve'enei kol zikna Yisrael. As the Malbim points out, the word is not Vayitav, this was good, but rather Vayishal. Neither Avshalom nor the rest of the leaders of Klal Yisrael were certain that they wanted David dead. On the other hand, this was Vayishal. They saw the Yashal, the path straight to achieve the results they wanted, which was a quick and relatively bloodless coup. However, Pasuk Hey, Vayoma Avshalom. Though this plot seems perfect, Avshalom calls, Krana gam l'chushay ha'alki, v'nishma'a ma b'fiv gam hu. Even though the counsel of Achisofel was usually accepted without question, Avshalom here calls for chushay ha'alki to state his opinion of the best way to attack David. And as we'll recall, chushay ha'alki was a spy planted by David, still loyal to him. Pasuk Vav, Vayavol Chushai el Avshalom, Vayomer Avshalom elav lemo. Kadavor hazeh diber Achisofel, hanaaseh es dvaro, im ayin ata daber. So Avshalom calls to Chushai and says, this is the idea of Achisofel, should we do what he says, or something else? Pasuk Zayin, Chushai presents the argument to the idea of Achisofel and his alternate plan. Vayomer Chushai el Avshalom, lo tova ha'etza, Asher atz Achisofel, ba'pa'am hazos. Generally, the strategy of Achisofel was flawless. This time, says Hushai, this is not the right idea. Vayom Hushai, atayadata esavicha ve es anashav, ki giborim hema, umari nefesh hema, kidov shakul basade, ve avicha ish milchama, velo yalin es ha'am. You know your father and you know his men. They're desperate. They are like a trapped bear. And because they are so desperate, they will fight fiercely to the end. Your father is an aged, worn warrior. He will not sleep with the rest of the nation. Shine ata hu nechba ba'achas ha'pechasim o ba'achat ha'mikomos. Even now, he's hiding in one of the pits or one of the secret places. V'haya kinfol behem batchila v'shama ha'shomea v'amar ha'isam ha'geifa ba'am ashachrei avshalom. You will fall upon this band of desperate men, but David will not be with them because he will be hiding elsewhere. And then rumor will go out that the force of Avshalom has been stricken. Any person who will hear that report, though he be as strong as a lion, he may see mas, he will melt. Because everybody knows the strength of your father and the men with him. And so the plan of Achisophel will not succeed because you will not find David with the rest, and instead news will spread that your force is weak. Kia atzti, here is my alternative plan. He'asofi asef alecha chal Yisrael midan v'yad bi'el sheva kachol asher al hayam larov ufanecha holchim bakrav. Don't gather a small force and go quickly tonight. You will not find David. Rather, take the time to assemble an enormous army. All the Jews from Dan Viad Bel Sheva, the entirety of Eretz Israel, like the sands along the shoreline. And you, Avshalom, must go at their head. Where Achisophel knew that perhaps Avshalom would waver and told Avshalom to stay home, Hushai will here tap into this vulnerability and insist that Avshalom lead the forces. Uvanu elav ba'achad ha'mekamos asher nimtza sham, v'nachnu alav, kasher yipol hatal al ha'adama, v'lo nosar bo uv'chol ha'anashim asher ito gam echad. David is hiding, and if you have a small force, you will not find him. But if we blanket the entire land with soldiers from all over Eretz Israel, we will be like the dew that falls into every single crevice, and ultimately there will be nobody left whom we haven't found. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'im el Ilya Yasef, if he hides in a city, then all of Klal Yisrael will come to that city and bring to it, El Ha'il Ha'hi, Chavalim, we will bring ropes. And we will drag him then to the river. Where Achisopha's plan had relied on keeping Avshalom out of the fray, instead leading the force himself, a quick, swift force that would be sure to surprise David that night, Hushai recommends taking the time, what we would call stalling, to allow him time to warn David that the forces of Avshalom are upon him. And he recommends that Avshalom lead the forces, again knowing how vulnerable Avshalom would be when facing his own father on the battlefield. Pasuk Yudalid, a critical turn in the story. Vayomu Avshalom v'chal ish Yisrael, Tova atzas Hushai Alki me'atzas Achisophel. Avshalom and all those with him immediately declared the idea of Hushai Alki is superior to that of Achisophel. And any of us who have been learning long enough understand that the idea of Hushai was a bad idea. And its only intention was for David's benefit to stall long enough to warn him and to force the meetup of father and son and hope to find that soft spot where the sun would crumble. How is it that everyone found this idea superior? As the pasuk continues in Yudalid, V'Hashem tziva, le'aferes atzas Achisophel ha'tova, le'va'avor havi Hashem es Avshalom es hara'a. Achisophel could be the biggest genius in the world, could have the best techniques, perhaps even the best armaments, the best strategy, but success and results do not belong to the best. Success and results belong to the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined will win. And at this point it seems, where the rebellion of Avshalom had been clearly predestined as part of the punishment of David for Ma'aseh Bathsheba, at this point it seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the benefit had been done, that whatever was meant to be cleansed had been cleansed, and the tide would turn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the time had come for Avshalom to meet his own end. And so, against every logic and against every reason, Avshalom embraces the idea of Hushai over that of Ahithophel, and in that way begins his own demise. Pasuk Tetvav, Vayomer Hushai El Tzadok ve'el Avyasar HaKohanim, as we'll recall, Hushai was really a spy planted, as were Tzadok and Avyasar the Kohanim. And he, now that he has bought some time, while Avshalom will work to gather this massive army, he instructs them, Kazos v'chazos ya'atz Ahithophel es Avshalom ve'es Zeknei Yisrael, v'chazos v'chazos ya'atzti ani. Here is the idea presented by Ahithophel, and here is the one I presented. Ve'ata, shelchu mehera, v'hagidu leDavid le'emor, al talen halayla be'arvos hamidbar, v'gam avor ta'avor, pen yivula la'melech ul'chal ha'am asher ito. Just in case Avshalom decides to reconsider and indeed adopt the idea of Ahithophel to attack swiftly that night, be sure that David will not be lying in a vulnerable position, but rather he must move on. Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'yehonasan v'achima'atz omdim v'in rogel, v'halcha shifcha v'higida lehem, v'hem yelchu v'higidu lamelech David, ki lo yichlu leheraos lavo ha'ira. Yonasan Achimaat are standing in Ein Rogel. And a maidservant from the house of Tzadok came and instructed them to deliver this message to David because they could not be seen in the city. Vayar osam na'al, however, they were spotted. Vayaged le'Avshalom, and it was told to Avshalom. Vayalchu shnehem mehera, vayavo el beis ish bebachurim, v'lo ve'er, v'chatzero v'yardu sham. They see they have been spotted. They know they are in danger, these two spies in the service of David. And so they run to the house of a man in Bachurim, which, as we'll recall, was a city of Binyamin, which held the people who were loyal to Shaul, not those aligned with David. And he had a well in his courtyard, and they were lowered into the well. Vatikacha Isha, the wife of this man, Vatifros es hamasach apnei ha-be'er, she spread a sheet upon the mouth of this well, Vatishtach alav harifos, and spread reeds upon it, and they could not be detected. Pasuk Chaf. Vayavo'u avdei Avshalom el ha'isha ha'baisa. Vayomru, ayechi mat Yohanasan. But the servants of Avshalom came, looking and inquiring, where are Achimat and Yohanasan? Vatome lehem ha'isha, avru michal ha'mayim, vayivakshu v'lo matza'u, vayashuvu Yerushalayim. They passed here looking for water, they didn't find any, and they returned to Yerushalayim. The Yalkut Shimoni gives us the insight that this woman, of the wife of the man in Bachurim, was the wife of none other than Shimi ben Gera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his divine orchestration of history and destiny, saw that Mordechai, eventually Ish Binyamin, would have to descend from the family of Shimi. He sent these spies to the home of Shimi ben Gera, where his wife had the zchut, the merit of saving them, which became the merit that would save her own progeny, who ultimately would be Mordechai ve'Esther b'Shushan Habira. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The coast is now clear. Vahi acharei lechtam. Vaya'alu miha be'er. Once the servants, the guards, had passed, these two spies came out of the well. Vayelchu vayagidu lemelech David, vayomu el David, kumu ve'evru mehera es hamayim, ki chacha ya'atz aleichem Ahithophel. You must quickly run away from where you are near the water, because this is the idea of Ahithophel. Perhaps it will be executed, and you must leave this place of danger. Vayakam David v'chol ha'am asher ito vayavru es ha'yarden ad or ha'boker. And David and his entire force crossed over the Jordan River by the morning. Ad echad lo ne'adar asher lo avar es ha'yarden. There was not one left who had not crossed the Jordan. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. V'Ahithophel ra'a ki lo ne'asisa atzaso. Vayachavosh es hachamor, vayakam, vayelech el beiso el iro, vayetzav el beiso, vayechanak. Ahithophel, seeing that his idea was not adopted, sidled his donkey, returned to his home, instructed his family with his last will, and committed suicide, choked himself. Vayamas vayikavel bekevel aviv, and he was buried in the grave of his father. A dramatic end to a very significant person in Klal Yisrael, and the Mefarshim discuss why it was that he committed suicide. Lefi Pshat, they say, that he understood that once his idea was not adopted, the rebellion would be over. Avshalom would not win, and he, and all those with him, would be tried as Moldavi Malchut. Halachically, if they were killed as Moldavi Malchut, as rebellers against the king, their assets would go to the king. In a last act of defiance, it seems, Achisofel committed suicide so that his assets would remain within his family and not go to the king. He seems unpenitent. On the other hand, Vayetzav es beso, he commanded or left a last will to his children. Stei Chazal Bava Kama Kof Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. He imparted wisdom based on his own experience. Do not engage in disputes. Do not rebel against the Malchut, against the kingship of Beit David. And finally, seemingly unrelated but on a deeper level, part of the same point, if you see it is clear on the Chag of Shavuot, plant wheat. Meaning, when things are going well, plant wheat, which takes a longer time to invest than barley, but yields a better crop. Achisofel tried to take the short route of hastening action, of stirring the pot and hoping for results. Says he, on Atzeret, which is of course the birthday of David, don't try for a quick fix. When you see things are going well, invest in yourself. Atzeret, the Chag of the giving of the Torah. If you have scholarship, as Achisofel did, invest, learn more, take the lesson, and maximize your potential. If, as it seems, Achisofel understood some of these important truths, why the suicide? Well, his initial opposition to David was based in the fact that he did not believe enough in the power of David's tshuva. If the entire reason there are so many psukim in Nach dedicated to this whole incident of David, Bathsheba, and the fallout, it is always only to teach us the power of the tshuva that David was able to effect. It seems Achisofel did not believe in that power of tshuva, and so he denied it to himself with his last act, which was taking his own life. Pasuk Chav Dalid, now that it seems the tide has turned, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already orchestrating the downfall of Avshalom and the ascendancy or rejuvenation of Malchut Beit David, we find more good news. V'David ba Machanayim, David arrived in Machanayim, v'Avshalom aval es ha'yardin, hu v'chal ish Yisrael imo. Avshalom is in hot pursuit crossing the Yardin. V'es amasa, sam Avshalom tachas Yoav al ha'tzava, v'amasa ven ish shmo Yisra Yisraeli, ashabel avigayel bas nachash achos tzruya im Yoav. Avshalom has appointed upon his own army a warrior named Amasa, who is a descendant also of Tzruya im Yoav, which means that he's the first cousin of David's general Yoav and the nephew of David. Pasuk Chavav, Vayichan Yisrael v'Avshalom Eretz HaGilad. Avshalom and his forces rest and camp in the Eretz HaGilad. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayihi kevo David Machanayma, as David comes to Machanayim, again, his forces are exhausted and starving. At this point, as he approaches Machanayim, Veshovi v'nachash mirabas bnei Amon, u'macher ben Amiel milo davar, u'varzilei ha'giladi miroglim. These three figures arrive, laden with gifts of food, mishka v'sapos, u'chli otzer, v'chitim u'seorim, v'kemach v'kali, u'fol v'adashim v'kali, u'dvash v'chema, v'tzon, u'shfos bakal, higishu l'David, v'la'am asher ito le'chol, ki amru ha'am, ra'ev v'ayef, v'tzameh b'midbar. And again, as we said, it seems the tide is turning, and where till now there was nobody who offered any help except for opportunistic people looking to betray. At this point, David and his forces are faced with these gifts of abundance when they are running for their lives, tired and hungry in the wilderness. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Leilei Nishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.